Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west, including across the Atlantic Ocean to Madrid, Spain, where you find B. Mitch and I live.
4 p.m.
4 p.m. here
yeah,
in Spain. 4
p.m. Yes.
4 p.m. here in Spain. And you know, we've talked about these international trips are really cool, and it's a great opportunity for the league and everybody involved to grow the game. But for us, it is a boatload of work because you end up working a Spanish day, like the day here goes on, right? And then we end up working an East Coast day. And now we're starting our East Coast day with the radio program. I've been running around. B, I know you've been running around. How you doing, dude?
I'm good. Yeah. I started off this morning around 9:30 with 100. Well, it was supposed to be 190 kids at this camp. They had, I guess, kids ranging, I would say, about 9 to about 12, 13. And then right midway through the camp, about an hour and a half in, all of the high schoolers came out. The most rowdy bunch of kids. But they wasn't participating in the clinic. They were just cheering us on. Then after those kids left, every elementary kid, elementary school kids you can name came out with their little uniforms on. And they got louder than the high school kids.
How long were you there?
Total of about 3.5 hours. And then left there.
How many autographs did you sign?
Oh, bro. I think every kid that was there. One kid.
I mean this respectfully.
Talked me out of my hat.
Those kids probably don't know who you are, but they're so damn excited.
Well, the kid told me, I saw you on Google and then went out, just committed to naming every stat I ever had.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. Google.
You
and
gave
then
him your hat?
I gave this one kid. He actually, after like the 100th time, I'll say, okay, here. Then the kid said, well, can I have your sweater? Nope. Miss Monica made this one for me. I can't give it to you.
And it's raining.
How about can I have your ring? I say, no. Oh, man, it's beautiful. It'll be great on my finger. I say, yeah, just like it is on my finger.
Did you challenge any of the kids to a dance fight?
I had no dance off with anybody, but I did have a little tossing contest with the guy. He told me he could throw a spiral. I told him, I said, that's a duck you're throwing. And then I threw a spiral right-handed and left-handed. You know, just show him a little. They say, wow,
that's
how you became an athlete? Yes, that. Throwing it left-handed.
The most important question. Yesterday was tough. Neither of us had slept. It was a lot. I slept like a baby last
Eight
night.
8 hours and 19 minutes of sleep last night.
Dude, I went
9 10. Hours and 30 minutes in the bed. That's what Oura Ring told me this morning.
That's great. Yeah, I wanted to FaceTime with the kids last night, and so I got home from dinner, and Lauren's like, okay, call you in 10 or whatever. And I sat on the bed ready to talk, fell asleep
before you could talk.
I had the lights on, like a TV was on, so I woke
Daddy's
up.
Tired, Mom.
I woke up like 45 minutes later to my phone with a missed call, and Lauren texted me, did you fall asleep? So I was like, yes, I'm awake now. So I got to talk to him. But I was in straight zombie mode. As soon as I talked to Shelby Nainsley, lights off. Dog, I never sleep straight, like sound. I usually wake up, toss, turn, whatever. I was out like a rock. I slept, I think, 10 hours straight. I woke up at like 9:30, and I feel like a different human today.
Well, Ryan told me, we're picking up at 9 so we can get to this.
Yeah, so what all did you do?
What I'm learning, college and university is totally different here.
I think college is like high school.
Yeah. So they were like, we're going to this college, and I was expecting to go to a college. Then I got on campus. I found out a lot today. Santana was proposed to by a 13-year-old. She thought he was 20. Tana said, no, I'm 46. She said, oh, man. But we went to the college, and then he says pick me up at 9. When I finally looked at the clock, it was 8:27.
Yeah, shower. You got to iron your clothes.
So I went in. Clothes were already ironed. You know, I'm always ahead of time. But I was in, got out. I said, I got to get breakfast. So I was able to get breakfast, and I was walking out of the hotel eating, and I dropped a little salsa right on the little table before I walked out the Ritz Carlton. But it was cool. Then I just left by this place. What's the name of it? San Henis. It's not Guinness. It's Henis.
So it's spelled S.
And it's a chaka
relative.
She told me. So we did churros or porous.
What's porous?
Porous is like a churro, but it's a little bigger than a churro.
Okay.
And it's softer. So it's kind of on the thing of like a...
Twinkie?
No, it looks just like the churro, but it's more like the texture of a beignet.
Okay, I think I'd like that more.
But like here, they don't have... Like, you know, in the United States, everywhere that has a churro or whatever, they have all of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
So they don't have all that on this here.
What's on it?
You could put it on if you want, but the way it really happens, they don't put all that crap.
Hmm.
What me and Santana has found out since we've been here, everything we have in the United States, they add sugar. They add extra stuff. That's why we're overweight in the United States.
Well, dude,
that's why everybody around here look like they just finished running a damn track.
One thing I found last summer when we were in Italy is, you know, if you go out to dinner at home, you get pasta, you walk out of there feeling full, like
at home?
Like you don't feel great because you eat all that pasta. When we were in Italy, you eat the pasta.
You eat pasta drink all
wine,
damn day.
You feel good.
Yeah.
Not to be, yo, walking around here, people are just fit. Like, you don't see.
They
I don't think I've seen a single fat person.
Bruh, they walk everywhere. And I don't care if they have on 7-inch, 8-inch heels or not. They are walking.
I sampled zero nightlife last night. Did you?
I
went out to dinner.
I said the lobby bar.
So I went out to dinner.
7 glasses of wine.
Attaboy. You'll like this. So we went out to a really cool dinner. Shout out to Jenny Cushman, who was just here on vacation with her husband, I think. She sent me some recommendations. Jenny's cool. I work with her at Channel 4. And one of her recommendations was like on the way home. So we went to this restaurant. That was a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it was definitely like kind of a date spot or like a, you know, like a hip spot.
Hipster.
Not hipster, but like
hip.
Everybody was dressed well, looked good. There was good looking people, right?
Yeah.
And then me and Tischler roll in, and I got my backpack from work.
Yeah.
But they were cool. They were very nice. I do wonder how many people in the restaurant thought me and Mitch were on a date. Because it, like,
yeah, they look like a nice couple.
The only people sitting where it was two tops were clearly dates.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to go back.
Ask me anything.
You and Mitch back to last night. You all left out of here way before I did.
How long did it take you to get an Uber?
Well, no, my Uber came like 20 seconds after y'all's
we
left.
We didn't order it.
Why were y'all still there when I got there?
I've been having some Uber trouble. I'm starting to rely on taxis more.
Uh-huh.
We were just waiting on the Uber. We called it when we got down and outside.
That's so, when I called mine.
Same thing with Tana yesterday. Remember Tana called his after we called his, ours?
Yeah.
And then Tana got his, and then we had to try two more before we finally got a taxi.
Yeah, because like, I was in here doing this deal, and I get downstairs. I'm like, why the hell is Mitch and JP still here?
Doug, my Spanish Uber luck isn't great. Now, it was fine after dinner. Have you been in one of these Ubers yet where the car is called a seal?
No.
Doug, they're cool. Like,
why are they called a seal?
It's just a different brand over here, I guess. I don't know. I'm going to try to pull it up.
I cool haven't seen car. Any of those.
Seal car. I don't know what I'm going to find. Yeah, it's the BYD Seal. It's pretty cool, dude. It feels like a Tesla-ish. I don't know if it is.
It's electric?
I don't know if it's electric, but the whole ceiling is sunroof.
It's glass.
It's glass. Right. So that's the car that drove me home. It kind of looks like a Tesla,
that's
right?
Nice. That's nice.
It was cool. So shout out to BYD. I don't know much about them. I assume it's a European car. But the dinner, what you would like about this spot last night, B, so whatever you would order, right? I ordered a vodka soda.
Mm-hmm.
They just walk over with a cup of ice and the bottle and a bottle of club soda.
The bottle of vodka?
Just like the full-size bottle of vodka from behind the bar.
And you pour?
No, the dude pours.
Oh, okay.
But they kind of just pour until you say stop. So like,
I like that.
You can get a drink, dog.
So you can get a drink like you get at your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Now, I don't know if that's everywhere or if that's just the restaurant I went to last night, which was called Quentin. It was good, dude. The food was good, but I was just so gassed. I had nothing in me. Tonight, I think I got a little bit of energy. And like, what I could tell, so we get done here at 8. It took me a while to get the Uber, as you said. Say I got to the restaurant at like 9, roughly. When we were leaving at like 10:15, 10:30, it was like filling up.
Oh yeah,
this is a late town.
They don't really go out until they go to dinner and out. They get there around 10.
Right.
Here we are trying to get home by 10. They're just starting. So, you know, hey.
Yeah, man. I feel so significantly better today than I did yesterday.
Yesterday I was dozing a little bit. if anybody saw me dozing on the stream, forgive me. It was just,
yeah, dude.
1 hour of sleep is not much, brother.
Yeah, and you know,
like you said, we finished a day and then we tried to do another day,
right?
And that second day got me.
Well, and yesterday, what's crazy today is yesterday we got the taxi finally because we couldn't get an Uber from the same place, and the taxi driver didn't know where we were going. So today I was smart. I set up with the people. So I just taped all ears. Like we just did a live all ears.
Mm-hmm.
And that got done at 3:30, and I know I got to be on the air at 4. So the people that Real Madrid is so impressive, and the people that run that are so impressive. So at like 2:00, I asked them. I was like, "Hey, can you have a taxi for me at 3:30?" And the lady was cool. She's like, "James, right?" I was like, "Yes, James."
Oh, they don't forget,
dog. I walked out, said goodbye to Kerwin, walked out that front door. Taxi just waiting for me.
Well, I just thought I wasn't going to be here on time.
You made it.
I did because when I got to the. I went to the taxi stand because it was right across from the place. So I went over there and it said, I pulled it up on my. I always put the thing in when I'm riding with people.
Yeah, especially.
And it said, it's going to take me 41 minutes. And it was 3:24.
Damn.
And we went through this tunnel and we came out the tunnel and it dropped 10 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you must have avoided some traffic.
I guess, because I think one of the guys, Jason said, there's a under the city highway.
Because I've gone through some pretty significant tunnels. That makes sense. it's been fun. It's been a whirlwind.
Everything is 1.8 miles away, and everything is 1.8 miles is 15 to 20 minutes
away. Dog, everything is an Uber ride. it's just, it's a really big city. Whew. You know what I mean? And they got you running around like crazy. For me, I just had to get to the Real Madrid practice facility. Got to hear from Cliff Kingsbury today. Then we got to watch some practice and then talk to some players later. Okay, so apparently BYD are Chinese-made electric cars.
Okay.
That's interesting because I've heard China's making like significant inroads in the electric car market. Maybe that BYD is one of their top sellers.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dope. I don't know if they sell it at home. I know that American-Chinese relations may not be at their best, whatever's going on. But those BYDs are cool cars.
They were cool.
Right. I do have to – I got to – Nothing really bad happened, so I feel like I can tell the story.
Okay.
Your boy Brian Colbert.
Uh-huh.
So we're at Real Madrid, and the setup where we all hang out is there's the big media room, like the podium room with all the chairs. Then there's like the food room, which apparently you still haven't found.
Yeah. I haven't been over there today.
Right. But then where you walk in, like the lobby is this huge building.
Yeah.
It's like a huge open space. What do you – I mean, the ceilings are probably – 60 feet tall.
They're way up there. Yeah.
You're right. And it's all glass, and it's kind of loud in there because it's kind of echoey. So BC's, everybody knows Brian Colbert. He does all the Commanders, Command Center, all the pre and post with B. Great, great guy. So BC's sitting there with one of the Commanders' media staffers, and he and I chatted for a minute. And so we're all just kind of like lingering around, and Brian had just gotten some food. And he's sitting, you know how they had those little couches where you were sitting mm-hmm. yesterday? And they had those big glass tables?
Yeah.
So I guess he tried to pull the table closer to eat his food.
And he pulled the top.
Bang!
The top?
Just the top part. So it's like a little, not little, like a very large glass table, but it just rests on like these two things.
Yeah, I noticed that yesterday that those things don't move. The table moves.
So imagine how loud that was.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, thank God it didn't break. So that if happened, it broke would be a whole
thing. So we
big
have
thing.
Two things on Brian now.
Yo, so it happened and everybody, it was so loud, and then it echoes all over that room, and then everybody's just like, oh, because the Real Madrid security does not mess around.
Yeah.
Everybody's got guns.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are people everywhere
I saw
with
that
guns.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And it was a funny moment. You could tell BC was like,
So,
but nothing happened. So all's well that
he
ends
almost
well.
Shattered a tabletop. So you know I got messed with everybody about dudes drinking mimosas
sure.
together.
Yeah.
Well, last night, this is what I heard happen with BC. So BC was out with the dudes and stuff hanging out at this spot. And he pulled his camera out. And he would say he was taking a picture of this creme brulee. Creme brulee?
Yeah.
Because his boy loves creme brulee. And you know London didn't let that go. So now we got him with that. So we're not taking pictures of creme brulee to send to our dudes, guys. We're not drinking mimosas with our friends, unless it's a lady. And we cannot pull glass stops off his stand in the middle of a damn lobby. Brian is going to help us out with all that.
I had a flan last night. I love flan.
Mm-hmm.
My plan is any sit-down restaurant I'm hitting this week in Spain, I'm going to get some flan.
All right.
Last night was interesting, though. Do you like flan?
Never had it.
Okay. It's like a custardy thing?
Nah, won't eat it. I'm a texture guy, dude.
So this texture you might have liked better. I like it kind of like jiggly.
Most custardy things I don't eat.
This one was firmer, like a cheesecake. It felt like it was made with like Greek yogurt or something. So it was good, but it wasn't my favorite.
Greek yogurt and I are not good friends. I told you this
told
yesterday.
Me that. You told me that. I had yogurt for breakfast.
Yeah, I told you this yesterday.
I went to there's a little lounge at the hotel this morning. I went in there at 9:30 or so. Shout out to the couple that was just drinking wine at 9:30 in the morning. I was kind of jealous of them. They're enjoying their vacation. They were vibing. All right, we have a packed show. We're going to kind of get into business now. We got to do Bleep You Thursday early. So the phones are going to be open at 11 a.m. for Bleep You Thursday.
Man.
We're going to talk to Ben Standig at noon. We're going to talk to Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports at 1, Peter Rosenberg at 1:30. There is a Thursday night game tonight that looks incredibly one-sided. Jets-Pats tonight. We'll try to take
those
a look
are the type
that.
Of games that
I mean,
will amaze you.
Everybody thought the Dolphins were going to get trounced by the Bills last week, right? We're just getting warmed up. Me and B. Mitch live in Spain from the Radio Marca Studios. You're listening to us on 106.7 The Fan. You're watching the stream on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page, or you're watching us on Monumental Sports Network. Joey continues to just flood my phone via text message with really unimportant
You know
facts.
You have to handle him? Just don't respond, and he stops.
Okay,
you notice
dog.
He keep responding to you.
Joey entertains me. What can I say?
I just don't respond to him very often.
I just found this out, and if people want to mock me for just finding this out, that's fine. Do you know what the Sui celebration is?
Sui. No.
So I just found it out. It's Cristiano Ronaldo's famous celebration from when he played
he stole that from the Arkansas Razorbacks. They've been doing that for years.
I think that's the Woo Pig Sui.
No, they do Sui.
All right, well, maybe I don't know if I'm saying it correctly, okay. But it's this like elaborate jump up, cross your hands. If you remember,
now, but the word Sui, that they were doing that in the Razorback back in '86.
Do you think Cristiano Ronaldo stole it from Arkansas?
Yeah, because he wasn't born way back. He's not older than Arkansas.
He's not. My question was, do you think we'll see some Sui celebrations Sunday?
More than likely.
I think so.
Yeah.
These players know who Cristiano is. It was cool. Cliff Kingsbury actually talked about Cristiano Ronaldo.
Mm-hmm.
Cliff said he's been to Madrid a bunch because I guess he played in NFL Europe, so I think he has a good understanding of Europe. Cliff said he's been here a lot, loves this city. Not, you know, this week is about business. How much fun do you think Cliff had in this town in his time?
Lots. I found out today, though, Jay, that Austin Mitchell is known My nephew that plays in Spain, in Paris. Right? The guys that play for the Madrid team, they know him.
I bet.
They said, that dude can run. I say, yep.
There was a young lady at practice today that's a European journalist that was kind of giving us the lowdown of all the football here, of the American football here. And there's, like, multiple divisions.
Yeah.
Like kids play, like, but they have, like, a seniors division, which would be kind of fun at home. Maybe they haven't. I just am unfamiliar. But
you should play.
Well, yeah, I don't think I should. All right, we're off and running on a Bleep You Thursday. It's B. Mitch and Finley live from Madrid.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Every NFL Thursday is your chance to hit the jackpot on FanDuel. Because with FanDuel's Thursday Touchdown Jackpot, you can win a share of $2 million in bonus bets each week. To get in on this Thursday's action, all you have to do is place an anytime touchdown score bet before the game kicks off. And if your player scores the first or last touchdown of the game, you'll win your bet plus a share of bonus bets. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to take your shot at the jackpot. That's FanDuel.com/Brian. For your chance to win a share of $2 million in bonus bets. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel, official sports book of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Must apply a profit boost token on select market. Prize pool to be split equally among all eligible participants who made the correct first or last touchdown pick. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 21 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. You can stream us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Or just listen. You listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. B, I don't know if you heard Savannah there, but we got breaking news on The Fan.
What's that?
The Nats have announced first pitch times for their whole schedule. And so you know what you and I check immediately.
How many times at one?
When are we getting off early?
Yeah.
You ready?
Let's go, baby.
This is about as exciting as it
gets
for you.
This is breaking news.
Home opening day. So they open on the road in Wrigley. Home opening day. Dodgers, April 3rd, Friday, 1 o'clock.
Ha!
Bang.
Hey, golf.
Yes, sir. All right. April 23rd is a Thursday, 1:05 start. We're probably cooked that day, though, because that's the first round of the NFL draft. I'm guessing we're both going to have to work.
But I
know I'm going to have to work.
I mean, I'm going to work until we get
Siri
off the radio.
Siri is picking up everything we're saying.
Yeah. Siri, stop. Siri,
cut it out.
Siri knows his hell.
I got another good one, though.
What's got?
May 7th is a Thursday, 1 o'clock start.
Day after my daughter's birthday.
Bang. Which daughter?
No, that's my sister's birthday. That's my daughter.
All right.
My sister's 6.
Wednesday, June 17th, 1 o'clock start. Kansas City Royals.
She ain't going to hear that.
July 29th, the Blue Jays come to town, defending AL champs, 1 o'clock start.
At this point, I say let me know when we get to June. July 29th, Jay?
June, we got one. June 17th, 1:05. Ooh, I missed one. June 3rd, the Marlins in town for a 1 o'clock start.
Yeah, it's a little bit far away, dog.
B, take the wins. Thursday, August 27th, Colorado Rockies, 1 o'clock start. Ooh, I like this one. Wednesday, September 2nd, B, Atlanta Braves, 1 o'clock start. And that's before rainouts. So we'll see. Shout out to the Nats. More 1 o'clock starts. Also have breaking news. This one a little more relevant, frankly. Commanders have selected an architect for the new stadium.
Oh, who that?
It's who I thought they would go with. I think this is truly exciting. Washington announced they've selected HKS as the lead architect for the new world-class stadium site at RFK. HKS has built SoFi. HKS built Jerry World. HKS built Lucas Oil, where the Colts play in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
HKS built Minnesota.
When they were in SoFi, I remember when we went to L.A., for the Rams before,
mm-hmm.
There were so many people they had with them. And the enthusiasm that I talked to a few people that they had, I kind of felt whoever had built that stadium would be around.
That's who I wanted. Now, I don't have much say in the matter.
Yeah.
But that's who I wanted just because Jerry World, avant-garde, best in class at its time. SoFi Stadium, avant-garde, best in class, probably in the NFL mm-hmm. now. Now, SoFi is unique in that you need Southern California weather to pull a true indoor-outdoor feel mm-hmm. like that off. You're not going to have that in D.C. You can't have it outdoors in February. But Minnesota, to me, Minnesota and Atlanta are kind of the guiding light for what I want at RFK.
Two sweet stadiums.
You truly feel like you're outdoors, but you are indoors.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just really exciting. I think, you know, this stadium, the Bernabeu, I've kind of learned, it also is exciting. I mean,
I just learned that's only 0.8 miles from my hotel.
Really?
But when I got in that damn Uber the other day, it looked like it took us 40 minutes to get there.
Madrid traffic don't pump.
Yeah, I think they just drive around sometimes.
Wednesday was today's traffic was way better than yesterday. I guess today's Thursday.
I don't know.
I wonder if Wednesday here is like Tuesday for
that
us.
That rain was
everybody goes
it
to
today,
work.
Dog.
Sunday, there's a media shuttle. You're probably taking the team bus, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take.
Probably be a different.
The team's not staying at your hotel.
The team
though,
is
right?
Not at my hotel, but they have another bus that only brings us from our hotel to take us to wherever we're going.
Okay. So. I'm going to take the media shuttle Sunday. I haven't been able to take it yet just because the media time is one time and my times are very different. B, I did get to go watch practice today. And obviously things are different for them here. I think those guys, they took the basically the red eye Monday night into Tuesday morning. Tuesday they got an off day to get their bearings. And then yesterday's practice, though, didn't have like a real high tempo, high energy to it. Today's did. They did the bags drill today, and you could see and feel there was a real
that
competition.
That first day here is a bear, dog.
Right.
It's hell. Because like you, if you can sleep for the majority of that trip over here, it may work out for you. But if you can't sleep, you're going to have problems. Like I said, I got about an hour. And hell, I was fighting it, man. I think I was trying to do the rope-a-dope, and I got knocked the hell out.
Yeah, dude. I
sleep got me.
The amount of screen grabs yesterday of people catching you dozing or me with some serious yawns, like yesterday was rough.
Hey, before we started, I told him
right.
It's gonna be that last hour is gonna be hell.
Thank you to Mitch Fischler for joining
us. You catch me sleeping today, I'll pay you $10.
Ooh. Throwing the
for
gauntlet.
Everybody that give me $10. Don't send what you had yesterday either.
apparently, we also got it wrong with the Ronaldo celebration. His is the CU, not Sui.
All right.
So Ronaldo's got his own thing.
So in other
I'm
words,
sure he's
you
worried
screwed
about
that
us.
Up.
Fine. Yes.
Yeah.
Left hand up.
Because the way he spelled it, S-I-U-U-U, should have been C-U, but you spelled it like Sui.
I have a touch of dyslexia. What do you want from me? You're supposed to be nice to me.
No, nah, man.
A safe space.
I mean, every time you make a mistake, you have a touch of that.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize that touch is just a lie.
It's just all out.
Yeah.
some news today. Frankie Louvu, Quan Martin in the non-contact jersey. What do you make of that going into Sunday's game?
They're playing. Just trying to get them to the game this Sunday. That's all it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think I got asked this question on All Ears. What do you think the chances are Miami doesn't have to punt? Washington has forced one punt in the last two games.
Miami's going to punt. They're going to punt.
This is a different team you're facing. And
yeah.
I know everybody gets so caught up. It's such a week-to-week league. But, like, Miami had been terrible for a while. And so I think to grade Miami solely, if you're grading either of these teams solely on last week's performance, the Dolphins are going to run away with this thing without question. But I think it's a mistake to gauge this just
you can't
based.
Judge it. And the thing, again, is we've seen Washington, we've seen Dallas, we've seen Philly, we've seen the Giants be the absolute worst team there is and go out and beat somebody in their division. That's what you saw with Miami and Buffalo. Miami plays Buffalo twice a year. Miami gets up for Buffalo. Buffalo is the best team in their division at this point, and Miami was the worst. They got up for that game. That's their Super Bowl. You can't judge those type of games.
I completely agree with you. But how do you judge Miami? So Washington's last month has been awful.
Yeah.
They've been awful. What do you judge of this from the Dolphins? Their last four games. At Cleveland, 31-6 drubbing by the Browns, who are god-awful.
Yeah.
The following week, they bounce back. At Atlanta, they win 34-10. Nobody had them winning that week.
Mm-hmm.
They did. All right, maybe there's some momentum, right? The following week, hosting Baltimore, 28-6 at home, drubbing.
Mm.
Oh, Miami's awful again. The following week, 30-13 win over the Bills.
Yeah.
They're
Atlanta
2-2 in their last four.
Yeah. And what you look at, they lost to the teams that were horrible, and they got up and played the teams that were good, tougher. Maybe they weak to lose again.
I kind of like that.
Just saying, brother. Just saying.
Nothing is written in stone. If you look at the Dolphins, some of like the numbers, it's all subpar. Offensively, they're 26th in points scored, 25th in yards gained. Defensively, they're 24th in both points allowed and yards allowed. They turn the ball over a lot. Washington hasn't done a great job of creating turnovers. But, dude, Tua has 13 interceptions through 10 games.
Damn.
That's a lot.
Totally.
And I'm sure he has.
And listen,
too.
Man, like the thing about it, listen, any quarterback we name, I don't care if it's Brady or Olasky, pressure makes him throw more interceptions.
You'd love to see some pressure.
And I said Olasky because he's the only guy that ran out the back of the end zone.
Tua has 13 interceptions and 6 fumbles on the season. Not all of those fumbles have been lost, but still, that's every fumble's an opportunity.
That is a lot, Jay.
That's 19 turnovers in 10 games.
Hey, could be that game.
Please pressure this dude.
Yeah. Well, I think he will. I think Dan will. I think he'll give it an opportunity. He'll give it a try.
They haven't, and it's driven me crazy, but maybe things look different. I think there's some level of bump with DQ calling plays. I don't know what that is because it's not like DQ hasn't been on the sideline, but I do think there are players that will just try to make sure they're on their keys a little bit more because they know it's the head guy.
Yeah, and I think, listen.
Do you know what the head guy can do? Cut you.
You can also, but I think people get – human nature takes over a lot in professional sports and just in life. These players understand who is getting all the blame, okay? DQ gets up and starts calling. Naturally, people are going to give the play caller more credit because he has experience doing it. They're going to either now flip and say the players are making mistakes or the players aren't good enough. Both of those things get players released, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe they get off their ass and play some real ball now.
Phone lines open at 11 a.m. Nobody go anywhere. You're listening to Bemich and Finley live from Madrid.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, it's JP Finley, and if your garage door isn't working, needs maintenance, or you're ready to upgrade your home's look, do what I did. Go with the pros at Door Pro America. These guys do it all. Maintenance, repairs, replacements, new installations, and openers handled by techs who actually know what they're doing. They did it for my house. They're locally based. Door Pro America has been serving the DMV for over 50 years, keeping garage doors running smooth for homeowners like me across the region. And look, if you've been putting off that repair or replacement to try to save some cash, now's the time to act and save big. Schedule your appointment today and get a $0 trip and inspection fee on service calls, plus free estimates on a new garage door. Check them out, Door Pro America, doorproamerica.com. While you're at it, ask about the Door Pro Advantage membership. It's the smart move for homeowners who want discounts and annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Trust me, upgrading your garage door doesn't just make life easier. It boosts your curb appeal and adds serious value to your home. So if your garage door is due for a little TLC or you're ready for an upgrade, level it up and score big with Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com. And be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you. The Fan. Streaming live on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. You can watch us on Monumental Sports Network. My wife's watching right now, and she texted me. She's like, I see more of you here than I do on FaceTime. It's different hours, babe.
Hey, Lauren, he left the toilet seat up in the basement. Say, need you to go put that down.
It might be accurate. a fair question here from Landfill on the show sheet. Should we check in with the boys? How's everybody doing back home? We got everybody? Is Jeff at work today?
Yes, I'm here.
What's up, Jeffrey?
What's up, Jeffrey? How you been?
I was good till I looked at my Airbnb this morning.
What's wrong with it?
Oh, yeah, you're still coming here.
What's wrong with your Airbnb?
So I told my boy to book the Airbnb in the Chamartin area, and instead of him booking it in the Chamartin area, he booked it 35 minutes away from the stadium. And I'm like, dude.
But hold, Jeff. 35 minutes from the stadium is probably 2 miles.
Nah, but see, I look.
I'm serious, dog.
I
listen.
Not
if it's 35 miles is very different.
He said minutes. He said minutes.
Yeah, 35 minutes. But the thing is, where it's at, I'm like, dude, we don't know no one around here. We barely know any Spanish. So why would you go as far as far away?
How
many miles does it say it is?
Man, I don't know. I didn't look at.
I bet you it's no more than 4 or 5 miles.
But
travel out there is hard, bro.
It does. It gets, like, even just from the view of my hotel, looking, I think I'm looking east.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm looking west because the sun doesn't come up that way. It gets rural. Like, because I'm up on the 15th floor and I can see out, like, the city ends and then there's a whole lot of nothing.
I'm serious.
Don't be out there.
No, I'm serious. It's
12 miles away.
12 miles will take you at least an hour around here.
It, depending on where you're at, and if you come through the little under the city. But, Jeff, I'm not going to lie, bro. Everybody I've spoken to, they may speak Spanish, but a lot of them speak some level of English.
See, I've been surprised. I feel like the language barrier has been a little higher than I expected. People can speak a little bit of English, and I can speak a little bit of Spanish, but people speak Spanish way faster than I could comprehend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a little more disjointed than I expected.
I speak no Spanish, and I've been communicating my butt off.
How am I supposed to think about this when I'm lit because I'm partying in Madrid, and then I got to think?
Well, you have to think about that if you're close. Man. Makes no difference.
The area.
I'd rather be walking distance.
Dude, I don't think you should. What, you're only here for Saturday night and Sunday night?
Into Monday evening.
Doug, the neighborhood I was at last night was cool. And I think I would try to get an Airbnb in the Salamanca neighborhood.
He better hope if he already got it.
You can cancel it.
Yeah, I don't care.
You don't get your money back today.
Yeah, I don't care about it. That.
He's still 48 hours away.
Man, you cancel that thing today, nothing gives you your money immediately.
Well,
nothing.
Jeff, it's not his money, it's his buddy's.
No, it's both of ours.
He gave his buddy the money.
I don't care about spending more money for a spot closer.
Salamanca is a cool neighborhood, and the stadium's just north of that. That would be my vote for you. I don't know where.
Since I was standing in my hotel lobby for about 8 hours, you could do the same thing. They think you're gonna be getting the room later.
I don't recommend you being out in the country though, Jeff, because Ubers are kind of spotty in the city. I don't know what it's like out in the country, man.
Yeah, I just came from like a little place where I was. It was kind of older. Like an older town, like a little inner city type thing.
I wonder if that's where I was last night. It's like cobblestone streets,
yes,
and a lot of restaurants and bars,
exactly,
and shops.
Yes.
That's the Salamanca area.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jeff's got Airbnb trouble.
It's gonna work out great for you.
No
Jeff,
trouble. Oh no, I'm looking for a new one right now. I don't care. I'm gonna be straight.
You know, Jeff, he doesn't care. Landfill has a good question on here. I wanted to ask you.
What's that question?
They played 10 games. Even in the wonky 17-game schedule, they've certainly reached the halfway point.
Mm-hmm.
What is at stake for the Commanders in the second half of the season?
What's at stake?
What's at stake? That's an interesting question.
People could, although I think they wasn't as far ahead as people thought anyway, I think people could start thinking that they weren't as far ahead as they showed last year. You'll get some people starting to jump off the bandwagon and questioning things. But you know what? They're ready to jump right back on it.
I don't care about that. I mean for the team.
For the team? I don't know if they really have nothing that's seriously at stake. Especially if Jaden comes back healthy and ready to rock. I don't know what's really at stake, because that's the key to what you're going to do for the long haul. A lot of fans are going to look at stuff game to game, play to play. But the people that really are invested in this thing, they understand this is a long-term play. Number five is what's going to make the difference.
I agree with that. I think for coaches, there's more at stake in the second half of the year. I think defensively, listen, DQ is not going to be the D coordinator next year.
No.
They're going to hire someone for that role, mm-hmm, again. And I think folks involved, as much as this is a continuity group, I think the way the defense performed this year, like, you really need to see some positive results going forward. I think there are plenty of players on one-year deals that, whether it's in Washington or not, you got a lot at stake. Like, yeah, there's been a lot of bad tape this year.
But look at this, though. There's somebody out there as a coach on another team who's looking at a guy on a one-year deal saying, if he was in my system, I'd make him play better.
Sure.
So I think we always think it's more at stake than what's actually there. There are some guys on the one-year deals that were fringe players anyway.
Right.
And there are guys that are older. So those guys may be already on that next step to being out the league. You know, I don't know if it's like they could play so well that they could be in the league for the next 2 or 3 years. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Some of those guys going anyway.
But I think for free agents, guys that aren't necessarily old and maybe on a last contract, but think about a dude like Debo. Debo's undoubtedly playing in the NFL next year.
Yeah.
But how these next seven games go could impact if that's 3 years with 2 years guaranteed with really real money, or if it's another 1 year, you got to find a spot for him.
I think those
are the kinds of things that I think
matter. I look at that, but I don't think Debo is going to go from what he was last year, this year, to a guy you got to find a place. Debo's going to get a deal.
He's going to get a deal, but I'm talking about guarantees into a second season.
And see, that's the thing about it, though, Jay. You got to realize there's not a job out here paying him what he's going to make if he doesn't get that, like you say, real money. If he get 18 or 14 or 10. He's still making way more money than he's making out of the league.
But he wants to be – I mean, if you look at Debo's production, it has dropped off a cliff.
It has. But what I'm saying is, guys get to the point in your career, it's not necessarily always being a top dog. It's making enough to make sure you can maintain what you're trying to prepare for afterwards. If he's making $18 million or $10 million, I think he's happy. we sit up there, oh, man, he's making only $10 million, and he's making way more than us. But that's just the whole thing. Like, guys sometimes are not as worried because of the astronomical amount of money they make naturally compared to what they might make if they're not playing at all.
Sure.
Now, if you're on that point where you're about to be completely out the league, you're really thinking about it. The guy that got another 4 or 5 years of making that fringe money, he's not caring at all.
So, dude, to that point, like Noah Brown.
Like Noah Brown may be on his way out because he's been injured so much.
Right.
But he was injured in college. He's been injured in the league. He's not going to get many more guaranteed deals. He's not going to get a guaranteed deal.
Right.
His deal's now going to be 1 year, or you're going to be working to prove me, prove it type deals.
Right.
But
you know who a dude that if he was going into free agency off of last year versus how it's looked this year, Louisville.
Yeah.
Like there are people where Louisville's not out of the league whatsoever. He's a really good player. But last year he looked like a great player. Last year he was named to an all-pro team.
But in
this
year
it hasn't gone that way.
This team has not performed like it did last year. And if this team were performing like they did last year, naturally the players would have been playing better. But if a lot of these players were playing just like they're playing this year and the team was performing better, guess what? They still have to face that. Because when it comes down to it, what the team does means absolutely nothing to that next guy that want to sign you. They're going to look at all of your film and look at you. They're not looking at the fact that it was Kinlaw that made it happen or it was this person. They're looking at you every play, and they're going to watch you.
It's kind of similar to how Washington signed Kinlaw.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, what are you talking about? We got a break. When we come back, phone lines are open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It's time for Bleep You Thursday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.